to see if we can find some more of those needed materials for advancing technology processes a lot closer to home. So that's the goal here.
Let's bring them in. Kansas Geological Survey spokesman Brendan Breen with us here on KVOE, our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning. Brendan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. Thanks for joining us here today. I guess the question comes up is how much interest have you guys gotten at the Geological Survey once this started coming out the middle of last week?
A fair amount. It's part of a larger effort by the Department of Energy and the U.S. Geological Survey. So it's been, it's a broadly cast net, and we're doing our part to represent the pieces that are, you know, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma.
How long has this been in the conversation stage before, you know, the news release Wednesday and the what sounds like the early work in Northwest Lyon County near Council Grove?
It's been multiple years. So I'd say, you know, for hundreds of years, or well over 100 years, we've evaluated resources in the U.S. In earnest, this came about during the Trump administration related to supply chain disruptions during COVID. And so, you know, the current effort is about assessing domestic resources and with the thought of reestablishing, you know, domestic sources for raw materials that could feed into, you know, energy transition or other energy developments or sort of non-traditional oil and gas. So solar panel components, computer chips, batteries, and all of that. And we're in the early stages, just trying to identify the abundances and locations of some of these things. And so we've been exploring. We were luckily able to partner with an operator in Lyon County who was drilling an oil and gas well, and we piggybacked on that effort to get the core that was in that press release by Kate.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how did this site in North Lyon County come to be, Brendan?
Mostly it's fortuitous. So we've got somebody down in Wichita that works for the Geological Survey, and they coordinated with mole companies to allow for this opportunity to collect that core. So we collected a little over 100 feet of conventional core, so 4-inch diameter core, at about 2,000 feet below the surface. And we're currently in the process of analyzing that to understand the distribution of critical minerals that the DOE is looking at. Up and down 100 feet of core.
Okay, you mentioned here about some of these critical minerals, but let's ask in specific terms, and I hope we just didn't lose.
I think
right
we did. Yeah.
We might have. I was just about to ask what critical minerals you're looking for, which is kind of a natural extension to that. But I can tell you with some of the notes that Brendan sent here this weekend as we were preparing for this interview, and kind of tagging on that point, where the data collection process is really the step that's underway right now, and I think maybe we're getting Brendan back into the system. So there's going to be plans, obviously, for next steps, which may include more drilling, may include other aspects of it as well. But Brendan's back on. Brendan, we thought we'd lost you there for a significant period of time. I was about to ask you, because we're talking about these different components where these minerals can really play a role, but what different minerals are you really looking for here that's going to help the processes along?
Hello, Brendan.
Hey, Brendan, are you on speaker?
Brendan, good morning. Hello.
Ron, this is Jesse Solis.
Oh, okay. Well, we thought we had Brendan back. Hang on there a minute, Jesse. Okay. That wasn't Brendan. We had locked Brendan in, but we apparently have lost him.
Okay. Well, let me try him again one more time off air and see if we can get him locked back in. If not, we'll try to get him and also, okay, sounds like he is in the process of calling back right now. It's a Monday, folks. Sometimes things work a little bit strangely, but we're going to get our questions answered. I guess here.
Okay. Hey, Brendan, you back?
I am back.
Okay, there we go.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Brendan, I was just about to ask you here about the different components that you're really looking for, the critical minerals that you're looking for, because I think a lot of people can see the different areas of energy components that you're mentioning here and looking at these and making a lot of sense, but they may not know exactly what type of minerals go into these kind of projects.
That's a great question. So there's a suite of minerals or elements, or the elements occur within the minerals, that the Department of Energy and the U.S. Geological Survey have identified that are considered critical raw materials to energy development. So it's things like rare earth elements, so lanthanum, as well as, I guess, more typical things like nickel, vanadium, lead, and zinc. So things that go into conventional batteries, as well as more modern batteries, you know, lithium's in there as well. So, again, the effort's about casting a wide net and understanding the distribution of these across the U.S. to think about what domestic sources look like if we were to develop them.
So how big of a discovery would this be? I mean, if it was rich in these components, Brendan?
You know, so far what we're seeing is it's not the most exciting one of all of the research that has gone about. I will admit we're kind of still in early days of looking at this core from Lyon County, so I don't want to preclude the possibility that there's something there. I also definitely want to emphasize that, you know, Lyon County is the first one we've looked at, and that was, you know, a set of circumstances that allowed us to get it done. But this basin extends across eastern Kansas. So potentially, we might have other locations geographically or stratigraphically, so in the layers, that might be more interesting. We're still developing that.
Is there something here about, you know, maybe this type of rock formation that kind of leads to at least maybe some elevated levels of these critical minerals that is helping you to target this? Or is this more of a, I hate to use the term random, there's got to be something behind it that's kind of pointing you here in these different spots?
Oh, yeah, sorry, absolutely. So stratigraphically, we're in the Pennsylvanian age formation, so during the Carboniferous period. So extensive swampy terrains throughout the eastern U.S., and so you get these layers of coals and shales, and that sort of environment is highly reducing, and you can precipitate out some of these critical minerals. It's not necessarily, you know, one of the typical places you would go to look for this, but what we're doing is trying to understand how those basins evolved here in Kansas and the surrounding states to develop a predictive model of where those elevated concentrations could be.
Outstanding. Well, how many other sites are you looking at with this potential survey, either, I guess, maybe survey work going on now or coming up soon? And how long is the research process possibly going to take with this effort?
That's great. So phase one, which got this well drilled, is set to wrap up within the next year or so. And then phase two, which we will be participating in through the DOE and under a grant to Wyoming as a subaward, will go on for another 3 years. And in that phase of that award, we look to develop the model throughout eastern Kansas to understand the distribution. The challenge we face is that, you know, these are relatively small dollars, and they don't pay for us to drill our own well. So we need to find convenient partnerships where, for instance, an oil company is going deeper to look for oil and gas resources, and we can sort of piggyback on top of that operation.
Would this also maybe, and the question comes to mind automatically with partnerships, also involve areas like Coffee County with their semiconductor plant that's under construction now?
Yeah, that's a great, if you think about what we've been talking about is in the upstream side, right, trying to find the resources. The downstream side would be anything we could feed. You know, you've got battery plants going in or existing and additional in Missouri. So compared to shipping in, you know, rare earth element commodities from China, anything in Kansas would be a viable, or, you know, there's at least a story to be told about the economics of developing a resource here next to the plant.
So the Kansas Geological Survey, Brendan, I understand you store thousands of feet of rock samples there, don't you?
We do, yes. Part of our mandate to the state is we store, it is thousands of feet, at two locations here in Lawrence. So one of them's on site at KU on West Campus, and then one of them's north. But, yeah, part of our job is to store cuttings, which we keep in Wichita from oil and gas wells primarily, and then also the conventional core, which ranges in diameter from 1 inch, you know, up to 8 inches.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Brendan, I know your time is busy here this week, but I really appreciate you joining us here today, and hopefully we can get you and some other Geological Survey representatives on with us here as this continues to develop over the next year or so. And really appreciate your time, and kind of excited about the potential developments that this may have.
Yeah, thank you.
Brendan, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, interesting update right there. That's Brendan Bream with the Kansas Geological Survey joining us on a critical mineral survey project in northwest Lyon County, Chuck.
Yeah, really looking forward to how that develops. And don't forget, too, that our schedule tomorrow for our morning show involves a Pioneer